Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on the home, we were talking about the three ways that God gives us light into His Word. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.
God has given light in three ways: creation, conscience, and the Scriptures. Free will calls on us to respond to that light. Now, creation and conscience will show that there is a Creator, and will even show that we're lost. It's only the Scriptures that will show us the way to be saved. Now, parents are responsible to raise their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. But God also created them with a free will, in which they can follow that teaching or reject it. So that calls for you as a parent to teach. Have a family altar. But don't only have a family altar. Speak of the things of the Lord within them, and remind them of Scripture as you're with them, whether you're traveling in the car, you're out playing together somewhere, doing things together. Always bring it back to the Lord. You see, this calls for you to protect. My friend, I'm growing more convinced than ever that if you have children in the home, it would probably be best to do away with your television and have the internet only if it's in a living room, and it's there where the parent can supervise it, and they can only use it when the parent is there to supervise it. And you do that until they leave home, not just till they're teenagers. You do that until they leave home. Anyone living under your roof, even if it's an adult, should not have internet access that you cannot supervise, watch, and check it out as to where they are. Since you are responsible before God, always seek His wisdom from His Word for raising your children. You ought to be able to know doctrine well enough that you can teach it to your children. You should know the various doctrines of the Word of God, and not only know those doctrines, but have taught them well enough to your children that when they leave your home, they will also know the doctrine. They'll know the Bible stories. They'll know that we are fundamental Bible believers who don't have to be entertained in the flesh in church services. They need to learn that we come to worship God and please Him. And then the children should see unity between the parents in standards and in discipline. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 says, "Be ye angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Now, by the way, that is true in the home as well as it is everywhere else you go. Verse 27 of Ephesians 4 says, "Neither give place to the devil. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that may minister grace unto the hearers." Now, we have a Christian school that goes from 3-year-old kindergarten through the 12th grade. Sometimes we'll hear some of the most filthy language out of the mouth of a 3-year-old. And you see, some children hear the most filthy language first in their home. Oftentimes it's from the parents, other times it's from the television. And if that's the case, and you've got a filthy mouth, you need to tell your children that you're wrong and you've asked God to forgive you of your cussing and your filthy mouth, and now you're going to live right and you're not going to allow them to do it. Now, go on in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Again, that's in the home as well as everywhere else. "And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." That's in the church, that's in the home, that's wherever you are, my friend. Now, that should be true in the home, and that should be true everywhere you are, these things. Actually, this again is a matter of a house being guided by the Word of God, and even after the children are gone. Don't let up in the teenage years. It's interesting to me that in this country, it seems that we back off and we give teenagers adult liberties when they occupy bodies that are fully wired and capable to carry out any of Satan's temptations. Now, friend, I've told my people, you know, you hear the mantra today is you got to change. I tell my people, you know, that is actually true. You should be more holy this year than you were 1 year ago. Next year, you should be even more holy than you are now. So, yes, you should change. You should be more separated unto God and separated from this world. Now, usually that's not what people mean when they say you got to change. So it's always good to identify what you mean by terms. Usually when people say you got to change, they mean to take on the spirit of this world. I once had somebody that was saying, the pastor doesn't believe that there was any good Christian music written since 1950. And so I had to publicly in the church service say to our music director, has any of our music been written since the last 5 or 10 years? And of course, some of our choir music and the Christmas cantatas. He said, yes, yeah, they have been. And then I told people, you know, my sermons were prepared in the last 2 months. So obviously we're having contemporary services, contemporary music and contemporary preaching. And, of course, some of the people laughed, and of course, that was funny. And then I reiterated to them, you see, people, when they say contemporary, aren't talking about dates. They're talking about the spirit of the age. And no, I am not going to bring the unholy into the holy place. I'm not going to defile God's house. Don't give your children, don't give those teenagers adult liberties. Listen, they may have adult abilities, but they still have unexperienced minds. And they can be fully tempted. And don't forget, biologically, they're more wired than what you may be. So often I've seen parents with good standards that when their children become teenagers, they want them to be popular, they want them to be liked. And they change their standards. My friend, when they do that, they probably have ended any opportunity for that child down the road to repent. Because now they've seen that truth is not absolute, it's relative as far as you're concerned. Don't kid yourself and think, well, my child would never do that. I've taught them differently. My friend, your child has a depraved sin nature, just like you and just like I have. And that sin nature can be and will be fully tempted, and you won't be there to do anything about it. So what I'm saying is, don't provide Satan the opportunity by making provision for the flesh. There is simply too much place given today to the devil. And if you give him any place at all, you've given him too much. Your child may be and is a good child, but he can be and she can be fully tempted, and they have a sin nature. Now, this would also mean to keep your children as teenagers from improper boy and girl relationships. I have a man in our church who is a deputy sheriff. And I had him speak to our men one day, and he gave some good principle, and I say godly principle. He said, "My children are not allowed to go anywhere that we as parents aren't allowed to go and stay with them." And then secondly, we don't go anywhere where our kids are not allowed to come. And then thirdly, he added, "If you drop your children off at the mall and leave them to themselves, be prepared for the worst, maybe even a call from the police station." If your child's going to a party, check on the parties to be supervised, and check on the adults who supervise. You know, today people say, well, there are adults there, and they're there to supervise. You better find out the standards of the adults. They don't have the same standards that you do. Today there are cutting parties, sex parties called rainbow parties, that children as young as middle school are being defiled by these things, and it's ruining their lives. And again, your child has a free will, and as a young child and as a teenager, they're very impressionable by strong personalities. If you allow your child to stay up to midnight or go to a questionable place, maybe you let him go to a movie, and it has sexually suggestive material. Now, you shouldn't allow your children to go to movies. It's wrong. That's sin. But let's say that you do, and they see something sexually suggestive at the theater, and then they drive home together alone. Now, my friend, do not expect to have a virgin son or daughter. Purity, holiness, God's will, love, kindness, the fruit of the Spirit, should be the goal of your home, whether you have children or not. And these things should be manifest long after the children leave home between husband and wife. By the way, these are actually things of God's love. Now, having listened to this series, perhaps you're asking yourself, well, Brother Andy, what should I do? Maybe you're a single parent, maybe your parents in a combined family home, or you are the parents who are the original parents. Well, the first thing is to seek God to lead you in making your home a scriptural home, a Bible and Holy Spirit-guided home. Secondly, you may need to take your children to church, and at the invitation time, walk forward and say, "I am dedicating myself to helping our home to be a scriptural home, including our faithfulness to church as well as our faithfulness to have a family altar." Bring all your family to the altar with you and let them hear you pray at the altar.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible's sad.